Did you know that women make up 56% of law students?
It's clear that the future of the legal field is female. So why are so many legal podcasts and reviews authored by men? Hi, I'm Leah Littman.
I'm Kate Shaw.
And with Melissa Murray, we are the hosts of Strict Scrutiny.
Each week, we break down the latest headlines and biggest legal questions facing our country to give you expert views you won't hear anywhere else.
Strict Scrutiny is your guide to the Supreme Court.
New episodes drop every Monday. Make sure to subscribe to Strict Scrutiny wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, and welcome to Normal Gossip. I'm Kelsey McKinney. In each episode of this podcast, we're going to bring you an anonymous morsel of gossip from the real world. I am so thrilled to have with me today Dr. Eve L. Ewing. Dr. Eve L. Ewing is a writer, scholar, and cultural organizer from Chicago. She is the award-winning author of 4 books, and she has written several projects for Marvel Comics. Ewing is an associate professor in the Department of Race, Diaspora, and Indigeneity at the University of Chicago. Her work has been published in The New Yorker, The Atlantic, The New York Times, and many other places. And she's currently working on her next book, Original Sins: The Miseducation of Black and Native Children in the Construction of American Racism. Eve, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you here. How are you doing today?
I am thrilled. I am a frequent and enthused listener.
And oh my God, that's so
nice. A generally messy person. So I'm geeked to be here.
I love that because then usually people have takes because they've been listening to other episodes.
Oh yeah, I have takes.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let's start basic. And can you tell me what your relationship with gossip is?
Yeah, okay. So here's my first hot take. So
hell yeah.
So I think that in, you know, a lot of episodes on the show, people are like, oh, gossip is like a progressive way to mm-hmm. undermine social structures of power and like a way for people in vulnerable social positions to warn each other about scary and bad people. And I'm like, no, that is just like, to me, categorically, that is like just important information sharing. And when we call that gossip, we're stigmatizing it in a way or, you know, belittling it or sidelining it. To me, if it is not like slightly petty, questionably sourced, ultimately inconsequential information, then it is definitively not gossip, in my personal opinion.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And so when people are like, yeah, like gossip is important, like when you tell your coworker that this person is like a serial predator, it's like, no, that's not gossip. That's actually like an important warning that has to happen. And to me, gossip is like messy half-truths about people you tangentially know that are salacious and ultimately like hopefully not harmful, right? And I think that that's different from like malicious talk, you know, like
slander.
To me, yeah, like slander and libel and other such things. So maybe a lot of people read this article in The New Yorker by Rachel Aviv that came out mm-hmm. about these philosophers who are my colleagues at the University of Chicago. I do not know them personally, but I will just as full disclosure, who are in this like complex marriage situation. Mm-hmm. But Rachel Aviv quotes this literary critic, Phyllis Rose, and she says, quote, gossip may be the beginning of moral inquiry. We are desperate for information about how other people live because we want to know how to live ourselves. And so I think gossip, oh, you have it right there. Oh my God, you literally have the book. Yeah. So like, I think it's really interesting, right? Like, I think that like, historically, the reason that things like Socratic dialogues are so famous is because in asking questions about how to live a good life or what would you do in this scenario, that's how we kind of suss out our own principles and what it means to like make just choices in a society. And that's also why advice columns are popular, right? Because like
right.
you want to be like, oh, well, what would I do? And that person is like mad wrong and they're a terrible person. But in having these kinds of scenarios, we're able to work through kind of moral and ethical dilemmas of what it means to, you know, to quote the great philosopher George Costanza, live in a society. part of what allegedly categorizes gossip is that you don't fully, it's unverifiable information, right? Or like challenging to verify. I mean, you're like a for real journalist, right? And so like that's sure. part of but like, you know, I would push back not to like take us to a whole other place, but a lot of other information that we see as being objective or that doesn't require like secondary proof is also maybe unverifiable, right? So like one obvious example is like police reports of crimes, right? Mm-hmm. Like all over the country, local newspapers and journalistic outlets basically published whatever the police say, that's what happened, right? And then many times after the fact, we find out that that is indeed not what happened. But there are certain people that are in a social position in our world where if they say something is true, it's true. And that has to do with like state power. That also has to do with relational power, right? Like you believe something differently if you have a proximal relationship to somebody. But I basically think like TLDR, like from a certain point of view, all things have these traits of gossip, right? Because for the most part, we are not in the habit of like deeply verifying the information we consume on a daily basis.
Do you want to completely dodge the question about how gossip functions in your personal life, or would you like to answer it?
Yeah, I think that so my primary social communities are writers, especially gossipy. Poets, very poets. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not only gossipy, but like with a flourish. You know what I mean?
Very beautiful gossip.
Very beautiful gossip, but like super messy. And then academics who also have like
also gossipy,
absurd, ridiculous. And so, you know, like I think it is often fun to partake. But I also am proud that I think I try to mostly surround myself with people who are really also concerned with people's well-being. And so, like, I think I have a good squad of peeps around me that straddle that line pretty well.
Perfect. Are you ready to do this story?
I'm totally ready.
Normal Gossip is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's story is about a girl who might have just the worst luck in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So our friend of a friend, we'll call her Micah. She's like in her mid-30s, mid to late 30s. And right before the pandemic, she moved to like a new biggish city because she had gotten this new job. We're talking like 401k, healthcare. She finally has enough money to save.
Oh, good job. Good job, Micah. Yeah.
We're so happy for her. She's like finally stable enough that she can achieve her dream, which is to get a dog.
Yay! Okay, I just want to say, I think a lot of people do not realize how expensive dogs are.
They're so expensive.
So I'm happy for her that she feels like she can add a special yeah. little somebody to her life. Did Micah have a lot of friends in her new city? Is that part of why
this
she moved?
This is a good question, and no. Okay. So she's in like kind of a bad situation in that okay. she like moved to this new city, was planning to make a bunch of friends.
And then COVID
pandemic
happened.
Hit.
Okay.
But now, you know, the pandemic hit, so she's at home all the time.
Right.
And so she's like, now is literally the perfect time to get a dog.
Yeah.
Because I can like train it.
Yeah, it is. And also probably necessary to maintain her mental health because she don't got no friends. So
yes, exactly. Would you like to tell the people about your dog?
I would love nothing more. Funny you should ask. I am an enthusiastic dog owner. Our dog, his name is Charlie Brown Christmas.
Like it's a perfect name and I love it so much.
Like the special. We got him December 2019. And so he's not fully a pandemic pup, but like his early socialization was definitely like he was 4 months old when the mm-hmm. no, he's born in September. So he was 6 months old when the pandemic started.
Still baby.
Yeah, still definitely a little baby. And he's a shelter dog. People ask what type of dog he is. He is a creative melange of many different dog breeds.
Our little potpourri. I'm going to take this because some people get really offended when you say that your dog is a mutt.
Yeah.
For like reasons I don't understand. And so I'm always being like, oh, my dog's a mutt. And then some people are mad.
That he's going to hear you and his feelings are going to be hurt. Yeah, no.
She's like illiterate. She doesn't know what that means.
No, he's like an old country buffet of dogs. It's like a little bit from here, a little bit from there. So he's great. He, about halfway through the pandemic, was diagnosed by a vet with what is known clinically as global fear.
Save
I was like, oh, everybody has that, like, hard same. So that basically means that he was abandoned as a baby, and he was abandoned like without his dog mom.
His trauma.
Yeah. So he basically has like mad trauma, and he
poor Charlie Brown Christmas.
That, you know, he's doing well. He has worked hard, but his basically global fear means that, like, if he doesn't know what something is, his default is that he's scared of it. So he's not like curious. He's not goofy. He's like very serious. People who follow me on Instagram will see he's like a deeply serious, often frightened dog who is basically Velcroed to my body or the body of my husband at all times. So yeah.
He sounds perfect. Okay, so our friend of a friend is like, I want a dog, right?
Yes.
And she's like, she begins the most dangerous of games. She begins to look at Pet Finder. Micah's experience with Pet Finder is that it is just like emotional warfare, right? Like, she finds a dog, she wants the dog, she can't have it, right? She finds another dog, she wants the dog, she can't have it. Eventually, if she goes to like the closest shelter to her, calls him on the phone and is like, I want a dog. My only qualifications is that I want like a kind of small dog because I live in an apartment, and I want young but not a puppy. Okay. I will take whatever dog you have. And that is how she ends up with Churro.
Churro, Churrito, we love you already. Is this a pug? Is Churro a pug?
No, he's like a dachshund mix.
Oh, I love him. Does he have little short little stumpy legs?
Yes. Yay! Tiny little legs, short hair, yay, like little spots around the eyes.
Oh.
Adorable.
Oh, I love him.
Micah loves Churro.
Me too, Micah.
She is like so lucky in this instance. She's like, Churro's perfect. I would die for Churro. I love
and
Churro.
And Churro's the name that came from the shelter, or that was
yes,
name?
But okay, she great, kept it.
Great.
Because he like kind of looks like a churro, you know? So it's like, it's perfect.
Like an overly generous churro that like is just very wide, but not yes, that long.
Exactly. But very quickly, Micah is like, okay, so I've always wanted a dog. I'm realizing that wanting a dog and believing in dogs and loving dogs is not exactly the same as knowing how to train a dog.
Yeah, especially alone.
Yes. And Churro is like mildly misbehaved, like not misbehaved in a super bad way, but like pulls on a leash, hates skateboards, like wants to murder every skateboard.
Yeah. Oh, so familiar. This is a familiar tale in my life.
So Micah like looks for trainers because she's like, a trainer would help me, but the trainers are like super expensive.
Yeah.
So she watches like a lot of YouTube videos and like a bunch of TikTok dog trainers, and she does learn like kind of these basic things that she needs to know.
That's good. Does she start giving Churro buttons to talk with? Because this is also,
oh my god, TikTok
2020.
No bunny.
Like, treat. I'm like, I already know that my dog wants to go outside. Yeah. I know what my dog wants all the time. He wants to sit next to me, or he wants a snack.
Agree. Micah's like, okay, I've got like some of it, but she's like, I need a community of dog people, right? She has all these questions that are like, what dog food do I buy, right? And like, what kind of treats are cheap and good, right? These kind of like issues. The dog food she bought for Churro, Churro does not like. She bought a different kind, Churro threw it up. Churro has like food issues, relatable.
Has she gone to the vet?
Yes. Okay. She went to the vet, and the vet costs, you know, $300.
Yeah,
and is like,
this is how they get you, man. This is what I'm trying to say. It's not all fun and games with dogs.
Yeah. And the vet's like, you know, feed your dog this very special fancy food. And she's like, I do not have money for that. And also, this seems like a scam. I need to, like, find people to talk to.
Micah is violating the number one millennial rule, which is you have to extensively Yelp and read reviews and Reddit every single thing. So like the solution to what food should my dog eat, what coat should my dog wear, what leash should my dog have is all like
Reddit.
You need to spend 4 hours on Reddit / Yelp / Chewy.com reading reviews, and you need to use a data informed strategy to select the single
data informed crowdsource from strangers on the answer. Internet.
She is getting her mid-30s millennial card revoked if she does not resolve this quickly.
She's like, I want to talk to people. I don't just want to read things. So she's like, I'm going to find online.
Can't relate, Mike.
Unrelatable.
Mike, I've never felt so far away from you.
She joins. It's going to get worse. She joins a giant Facebook group about dogs.
I'm sorry. Can we pause and pour some out for Micah and her choices? Because that is always not if you listen to this podcast, but also if you just have common sense, that is always the wrong choice.
Mm-hmm. And this is like a big Facebook group, right? Like huge.
No.
And so Micah like joins the group and she posts a little photo of Churro right onto the page and like introduces herself, right? She's like, here's who I am. Here's who Churro is. And she adds a question. She's like, as a new dog owner, does anybody have a food brand that they recommend that's like good for people on a budget?
Micah, you are out of your gourd. I do not just say that. It's the worst possible choice. It literally would have been better to go to a pet store and be like, hi, employee who works here, which of these vaguely
is most popular?
How about this? Here's how I know. Okay, here's how I know Micah has also never truly been broke. Mm-hmm. She needs to look at the per unit cost of the dog food at the store and then narrow it down to three like sufficiently cheap dog foods.
And then ask which of these.
And then ask a person who stood, they don't do nothing but sell dog food all day. This is the worst choice. My opinion of her has plummeted. If she is listening, I am sorry. There's still hope, but this is really troubling. Very troubling.
This, as you can imagine, immediately goes haywire.
Yes.
Because the group is like, you should buy raw food. And then it's like, raw food is dangerous. Raw food is elitist. Raw food has plastic waste. And then it's like, you should get grocery store brand. Oh, it's cheap and fine. And it's like, no, grocery store brand is like tantamount to abuse. Grocery store brand is full of carcinogens that will kill your dog. And like, all of these people are freaking out.
This was entirely predictable. Everything about this outcome was foreseeable.
And then there are like other people in the comments who are like, how dare you post this? Like, you should have searched the group before asking this. You should have checked the pins. And Micah feels like very overwhelmed and bad.
I have a question about Micah. Is Micah Encino Man portrayed by Brendan Fraser in the classic film with Sean Astin and Pauly Shore? Like, is she frozen from the past? Is she Steve Rogers? Like,
good
was
question.
She frozen in a block of ice while hunting with her Neanderthal partner and has now been thawed, left to survive in our modern world?
It because seems like maybe.
That is the only explanation I can fathom for why she made such a horrifically bad choice.
Micah, to her credit, does leave this Facebook group. Like, upon seeing this drama, she's like, no. She reads some articles online and she's like, you know what? I just think that I need to like find some other dog owners that I can talk to, right? Like real dog owners that I can look at. And so she's like, there are parks near my house. Parks are outside. I could take Churro to the park and maybe I can like ask people there what they're feeding their dogs, right? And like how they're training them and what the whole thing is.
Sure, Jan. Okay.
So she goes, she takes Churro to this like little dog park kind of in her neighborhood. And there are other dogs there. And there's even like another little dachshund. And the dachshund's owner is named Preston.
Okay.
And she's like, hello, Preston. Can I ask you a question? And Preston's like, sure. She's like, I'm a bit lost. Like, I'm a new dog owner. Preston's like, what's up? She's like, what do you feed your dog?
Sorry, Micah. You sound deranged, Micah. I don't know what. Okay, go on.
And then she proceeds to try and tell him about this Facebook interaction. Like, she's like, I tried to figure it out. I went into this Facebook group and then everyone got into a fight and like people were yelling about raw food and da da da. And Preston like holds up both his hands and is like, one, do not feed your dog raw food. It is $5 million and clearly stressing you out. He's like, this is the brand that I use. It has a wolf on it. Like, go get that. It's fine. And he's like, what Facebook group did you join anyway? Like, I didn't see this post.
Preston's questions are my questions.
And she's like, oh, I joined this, you know, giant Facebook group. And he's like, oh, you're not talking about our Facebook group.
Okay, wait a minute, Preston. All right.
And she's like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah, a bunch of the people that have been in this neighborhood forever created a Facebook group for, like, our dogs at this park.
Okay. All right. I do not approve of this at all, but go on.
So he's like, it's much smaller. You know, it's like 50 people max. And he's like, I'll text you the link. And she's like, great, I would love to give you my number so you could text me this link, right? Do you think that the small Facebook group can be any better?
No,
like, how are you feeling? Weigh
in. I feel that this is, once again, an abysmal choice on Micah's part. I think that no Facebook group is ever a good idea. It can only end in sorrow and tragedy. that is how I feel.
Or with screenshots of your group being sent to the normalgossip@defector.com email.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, like, you know, I understand that it's tempting when you are part of a really small, like, there's a Black runners group, Black Chicago runners group that really only works on Facebook. And I feel, I feel like sadness every day that I can't really fully participate. But it's like, you know what? You just got to take some L's in life because it's not worth it at all. I also wonder if Micah thinks she's, like, spitting game in this moment by walking up to, like, it seems clear that she's like, oh, this has worked out great for me. I'm like, fam, you walked up to a dude and you're like, how do I keep my dog alive every day?
How do I feed my dog?
How do I feed the number one most basic thing that your dog literally needs for survival? You are openly confessing that you do not know how to provide, and that your strategy for seeking this information in a world where we live with the, you know, relics of the information superhighway, where all the world's knowledge is available to us at the, you know, at our fingertips, at the, we don't even have to press a button. You can use your voice. You can use Siri.
And you're asking a random man in a baseball hat.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. And I did not think my opinion of her could decline further, but yeah, and still here we are.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Micah goes home. She clicks on the link in the, like, text, and that brings her to the Facebook page. The top banner of the Facebook is, like, a bunch of dogs in Halloween costumes.
Okay. They're all wearing the same little, like,
yes,
thing with the legs, the thing with the legs in front, and then the,
yes,
okay,
like the little farmer outfit. Yes, okay. So Micah clicks join. She's like, "All these dogs look so cute. I can't wait to be in this Facebook group." And immediately there are, like, hoops to jump through. You know how some Facebook groups have, like, questions to make sure you're real.
Yeah,
and the questions are like, "What's your dog's name, age, and breed?"
I'm lying. I didn't know that because I don't use Facebook at all. But I'm like, yeah, okay.
It exists. Okay. So it's like, answer these questions so the moderators can make sure you're a real person.
Sure. That makes sense.
What's your dog name, age, and breed? What is your address? Like, what are your cross streets? Ooh. So we know that you're in this neighborhood.
Sure.
And which celebrity dog do you wish you could be friends with?
Celebrity dog. Okay.
How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I cannot name a single, quote, celebrity dog, unquote. So, that would be a challenge for me, but I guess I would go. My immediate question is, like, does that, it sounds like celebrity dog means a dog that is a celebrity as opposed to a celebrity's dog. Like, I'm like, okay, Barack Obama's dog was Bo.
Yeah.
Like, I know that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm typing in Air Bud.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, it seems like, I assume they mean, like, an Instagram dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I have an Instagram dog that I love.
Who?
Okay. There is this Instagram dog that everybody should check out, and her name is Sunday, like an ice cream sundae.
Oh.
And she is an older lab, and her owner is a Black woman who every weekend dresses Miss Sunday up to be a different kind of, like, Black auntie in her 60s character.
Oh, my God.
And, like, puts wigs on her and paints her nails and then plays, like, a Tina Marie song or, like, a Isley Brothers song. And so the, like, running joke is just that, like, Miss Sunday is, like, actually a Black woman who's, like, 67
that's
years
old. That's so cute, and I love it.
It's very cute. Yeah, so that's who I would put. And
okay,
if they
great
do
choice.
Not get her, then they don't deserve me in this group.
That's so true. They definitely do not deserve you in this group. Okay. Micah feels, she, like, answers these questions, whatever. The other group was such a shit show that she's like, at least there's some semblance of, like, plan in this group. And they, like, accept her little questions, and pinned at the top of the group when she finally gets in is a list of rules.
Uh-oh.
And it says, like, you must comment your name underneath the rules to indicate that you've read it.
Okay. Can I say that I actually love this?
Yeah, it's structure.
It's structure, and I love looking at different subreddits and seeing the rules that people have come up with. And I like have a sociological interest in this. Like one of my favorites is there's this subreddit called Never Tell Me the Odds, and it's just people posting like unlikely things. But one of it has all these rules of things you're not allowed to send, and one of them is a dart hitting another dart, and they're like, that's just actually not that hard to do if you learn how to do it. And just imagine being like a person who's like, yo, I just hit a dart with another dart. And then going to tell strangers on the internet. And then all these
people are like, no. Like,
no, that's not allowed. I also like this subreddit called Cozy Places. And it's pictures of cozy places.
But that sounds great.
Your picture will be taken off if your pet or your drink, like your coffee or your glass of wine, is too prominently displayed in your photo, because then it's not a photo of the place, it's a photo of your cat or
you're gonna your love wine. These rules.
Okay,
gonna,
great. I'm gonna super read them into this. To you. Okay, great, great.
There are 10 rules.
I'm delighted.
Rule number one, do not be rude. There is a difference between disagreeing and forcing your beliefs on other people. We maintain a kind and courteous space.
I have questions, but go on. Okay.
Rule number two, no solicitation or spamming.
Okay, fair, legit.
Rule number three, no politics. Dogs cannot vote. Dogs cannot see blue or red because dogs are colorblind.
Okay, this is where, ding, hello bus driver, this is my stop.
Let me out.
I would like to go. I would like to leave.
Rule number four, all posts should be primarily about dogs. Other animal posts are okay, but this is a dog group. Please keep the focus on dogs. Another animal can only appear in 1 out of 10 of your posts.
Okay, that requires someone to do like retroactive analysis of your posts, which is, I assume there's some really eager mods here that are going to really do that. Okay.
Yes. Rule number five, all pet sitting requests must go in the weekly thread. Do not begin a new thread. There is a system in place. Please respect it.
That's good. That's important because otherwise you're basically spamming the whole thing with pet sitting requests.
Yes. Rule number six, it is good manners to comment on twice as many things as you post yourself.
Okay.
Rule number seven, no Cesar Milan.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's wild.
Rule number eight, no blocking the moderators.
Okay.
Rule number nine, no memes.
Okay, I think I take umbrage with no memes, but I also understand they're like, look, this is a this is an information sharing group, and memes would just take up everything all the time if you did that. So that's fine. I feel I feel good about these rules, except for the politics thing, which I find offensive.
Yes, dog whistle, literally.
Yeah, right, it's a little bit of a dog whistle. It's also like fascinating that they immediately reduce politics to like presidential or like party voting, when it's like, okay, well, what if we're trying to, you know, vote for a city council member that is going to give more money to the dog park, or is going to have a leash ordinance or something like those,
or
are
mayor, or any
literally anything
race.
Yeah, right. There's there are a lot of pretty obvious, like park there are a lot of really obvious reasons why a dog group should care about politics.
Yes.
So that is a major red flag for me. In the unlikely event that I have already gotten this far, I have now taken my leave.
Rule number 10 is no screenshotting posts from this group and adding them to community listservs.
That's funny. You know what we call that? We call that telling on yourself. That's like saying we know that people are in here absolutely deranged, and people should not be held publicly accountable for the unhinged things that they're saying. Do not send them to normalgossip@defector.com.
Yeah, exactly. But really do that.
But really do.
So Micah is like, whatever, right? Like, these rules are kind of crazy. I just literally need a place to like ask my questions. And Micah is also like, this group seems like it has drama that I can watch because it is my neighborhood. She is like, I'm going to stay.
For the first time, I find myself in kindred spirits with Micah.
Micah posts like her photos of Churro, and she's like, here's Churro. This is my dog. Like, we live in the neighborhood. Churro's new. I have some new questions as a new dog owner. And everyone is like super welcoming. They're like, hello, Churro. Cool. Please show us more photos of Churro. Right. Like, great.
Okay.
The moderator of this group is a woman named Chloe.
Okay.
Chloe seems nice. She posts a lot.
Like, is she moderating alone? She's the sole moderator?
She is the sole moderator of this group.
Red flag. Red flag.
She answers every question.
Okay.
She is like horny for the rules.
Okay.
Like, she kicks people out of the group if they are talking about politics near the election. She is like very strict.
Did she start the group?
No. And okay. Preston tells Micah, he's like, you'll never meet Chloe. Like, she never comes to the park. Mm. She's super secretive. She, like, stays in her house. Like, you'll see her on rare occasions. But, like, mostly where you will see her is on this block, essentially.
So, Chloe is a robot.
No.
That Chloe was built by members of a past society and left to now moderate this Facebook group until the end of time. Got
the
it.
Other thing about Chloe, and truly thank you for doing my foreshadowing for me, is that Chloe's dog is a rescue corgi mix.
Okay.
Ooh. Named Diana, Princess of Wales.
Okay. I love Chloe's choice of dog names.
And you must call the dog by its full name.
Okay. That is not a rule we maintain in my house. If you think if you give your dog a ridiculous name, you got to let people call the dog whatever yes. they're going to. Our dog comes back from daycare and his stuff is labeled. They just take all his stuff and write CBX on it with a Sharpie. They're like, that's his name, CBX. You know, it's like, you can't be picky about that.
It's true.
Fascinating. Rescue corgi mix could be a little anxious. Could be a little anxious. Yeah. Now, as a Cowboy Bebop fan, I obviously love all corgis. But it's also interesting because also wasn't Queen Elizabeth, isn't she super into yes. corgis? But then didn't yes. she hate Diana?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. So there's like drama. There's like spicy intrigue baked into the very naming of the dog.
And the other thing about Diana, Princess of Wales, is that
the dog or the person?
The dog.
The not the humanitarian who lost her life tragically.
No, the dog. The rescue corgi is okay. that Chloe, like a few months ago, found Diana the dog on the street and like took Diana, Princess of Wales to the vet, no chip. No home, like couldn't find her family. She didn't have a collar. And Chloe was like, my dog now.
That's definitely somebody's dog. Can I tell you that happened to me once that I found a dog? And
oh my God.
The dog lived with me for like a week and became. Eve. And there was a viral Huffington Post article about me and the dog that I found. And aww. As a result, the owner found out that I had their dog and contacted me and I returned the dog to the home.
That was really nice of you to babysit that dog for a week.
Thank you. I loved her. And people, I've written several books. I have a doctorate from Harvard. I've
Doesn't
done a
matter.
Lot of
people
things.
Care about the dog
people
rescue.
People care about the dog so much. I do events and people are like, hey, remember when you found a dog? And I'm like, yes, I do. And you know what? I'm delighted to talk about that. So if you ever meet me on the street and you want to talk to me about that one time I found a dog, that is totally cool with me. But I relate to this, but also like when you find a dog like that, that's clearly like, especially a dog that is like a little bit of a prestigious breed. Like,
yes,
that is somebody's dog, bro. Like that is not your dog.
But at this point, Chloe has had the dog for like 5 months and she's like regularly posting photos of Diana, Princess of Wales.
Yeah. But on the closed group that she moderates.
Yes. And members have like met Chloe and Princess Diana, right? But Micah doesn't meet either of them until Princess Diana's first birthday party, which is held at the park.
Wait, so this is a super puppy.
Yes.
Oh, how does she know when? I guess she's just estimating when the
she
first
doesn't.
Birthday is.
She gives Princess Diana of Wales the dog. Princess Diana of Wales, the real
oh,
princess's
hell no.
birthday.
Okay. This is now weird. I also, like, don't you see those viral videos about, like, people finding their dogs, like, 10 years later? Or also, yes. like, literally every movie we watched in the 90s as kids,
yes.
like, Homeward Bound, like, you know, Lucky. There's so many, Bingo, like, this is somebody's dog, bro.
They all meet at the park for Princess Diana the dog's birthday, and Chloe has, like, gotten balloons. She's ordered pizza. She's gotten treats for every dog that are shaped like crowns.
Okay.
Diana the corgi is like adorable, clearly kind of a fancy dog. And Micah is like, she makes Churro look like a street rat, right? Because Churro is just like scampering around and he's so short.
No, justice for Churro.
But overall, the party is like fun.
Okay.
Few months pass. Things are going well. Churro learns to shake. Churro learns to lay down. Churro does not learn to heal, but he's working on it.
Can he do loose leash walking?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a
big one. He's getting really good.
He's getting good. Does he have food that doesn't make him barf?
Yes.
Great.
He's really growing up.
Is it literally some random food that she picked because a random dude told her?
It's the one with the wolf on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Sure.
Then one day in September, Chloe posts to the group.
Uh-oh.
She has received the worst news of all. Diana's original family has gotten in touch.
Of course. Of course.
Diana is not a quirky mix. She is a quirky purebred.
Yeah.
Diana
and has she's worth papers. A bazillion, faux-fillion, million dollars.
Yes.
Oh, girl, you in trouble.
This is obviously, like, devastating for Chloe, right? Because she's like, my dog, yeah. Goodbye. The members of the group are like, we'll bring wine to the dog park, right? And she's like crying at the dog park, right? Like, I miss Princess Diana.
Wait, so she's already relinquished the dog?
Yes, she does give the dog back when the family finds her.
That's good. I mean, she had to because that was their dog.
It's their dog. Yes. Mm. The other problem here is that the landlord, Chloe's landlord, made an exemption for Princess Diana because she was a found dog on the street.
Another dog. Oh.
Yes. And Chloe decides, like, I'll move out at the end of my lease, right? I'll get a different apartment where I can have a dog. But in the meantime, she's, like, going rogue as the moderator because she's, like, really sad. So she's, like, banning people at random. No. People are like, Chloe, you have to stop. And eventually she, like, calms down.
There needs to be some checks and balances against Chloe here. I think that the ratio of 50 people to one moderator is not acceptable. And I think in general, like, one moderator, like, there's just no check on her choices here. She was, you know, enraged by her grief and was just, like, kicking people off hither and thither. That's not cool.
Yes. So Chloe moves apartments, right? It's now, like, winter.
Still in the same neighborhood.
Still in the same neighborhood, but, like, moves apartments so that she can have a dog.
Okay.
Like, a week after she moves apartments, she posts a photo to the group. It's a photo of, like, a spaniel. And she's like, does anyone know who this is?
Stop. Okay, Chloe, you are stealing people's dogs. She's like, there is no way. Lightning has not struck twice. This woman is a thief.
She's like, I found her on this street.
No,
no microchip.
A la police. Okay. No. Also, I call BS on Princess Diana, who was a registered dog with papers that cost all that money. That dog didn't have a chip. Uh-huh. I don't believe it. No.
This dog, the spaniel.
Another purebred fancy dog.
Chloe names Camilla Duchess of Cornwall.
Okay. All right, Chloe.
It's like a little funny. You know the way spaniels are like a little funny looking? Like their eyes are like a little far apart. And everyone like is like, this is a really cute dog. But also like, how did you find another dog in the street? Like, what's going on here?
Also, a spaniel has like very like silken tresses. Yes. And so like... If it's really been in the street, it's going to look raggedy. Yes. Like, I just don't buy this in the slightest.
Chloe adopts Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall.
Quote, adopt, unquote. She stole this dog.
Which is, like, kind of great. Like, everyone's partly happy for Chloe because they're like, oh, you've got another dog. But they're also like, why couldn't you just, like, get a dog in a regular way instead of, quote, unquote, finding one on the street?
No.
The only problem with Camilla is that Camilla hates men. Like, hates them.
Okay.
And so Chloe's like, yeah, I can never bring her to the park because she, like, hates men.
Okay.
For a couple months, that's, like, the only drama is that Chloe is posting about, like, trying to train Camilla out of hating men. Then, in March, something happens that tears the group apart. Every day I log on to TikTok, the app, and I scroll for 100 years, and I watch 15 different women, all with perfect skin, tell me about what they do to their skin. And all of them have like 45 products, and they all are so beautiful, and I'm so envious of them. Finding skincare products that actually work for you is so complicated, and that's why we're so excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe's goal is to help you feel confident in your own skin, whether you're dealing with breakouts, signs of aging, or acne scarring. Apostrophe is an online platform, and what they do is they connect you with an expert dermatology team, and then you talk to them, and you're like, here are all of my problems, and then the dermatology team helps you figure out what you need for your unique skin. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. For example, I have a spot on my face. Where did it come from? I don't know. I'm 32 now. So I asked the doctor that Apostrophe connected me with, and they gave me some really excellent advice, including to switch the soap I was using to wash my face and to use this really nice retinol that they sent over. And then afterward, you know, a little box arrived from Apostrophe, and it was so cute, and it was all well branded, and you know, I love that stuff. We have a special deal for our audience. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/gossip when you use our code GOSSIP. That's a savings of $15, and this code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/gossip and click Get Started. Then use our code GOSSIP at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had like 4 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me that I was paying for so many more than that. And in fact, you know, I've been using Rocket Money for months now to get rid of my subscriptions. And this month it found a new one. And I was like, where did this even come from? And then it turned out that I had been paying for it for 10 months. Love that for me. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the subscriptions I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year, ooh, when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/gossip. That's rocketmoney.com/gossip. rocketmoney.com/gossip.
What do you know about Joe Biden's dogs?
Oh, so Joe Biden has, I think, 2 dogs. Mm-hmm. They're like Belgian shepherds, that are, I think, like decommissioned military dogs or injured military dogs. Somehow they're like dogs that are affiliated with the military.
Yes. Cop dogs, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Except maybe not like, are they cop dogs or are they like army dogs?
Army dogs.
Either way, they're dogs that have like some sort of like
training
relationship to cart to like a violent organized state violence.
Yes.
And I do not recall the dogs' names, but I thought that one of them, there was some cutesy story, like one of them like ran up to him or something. Yeah. Am I getting any of this right?
Yeah, this is all right. The only dog whose name you need to know for this particular incident is Major. Major was like the older dog.
Right. That passed away, and then he got a new one.
But before that, Major had a little biting incident in the White House.
I remember this.
Which was, like, a little bit chaotic because there were all these rumors about Major biting, and it was like, should Major be sent somewhere else, right? Like, what do we do?
Also, like, a dog bite, not a nip or, like, a snap. Like, a dog bite is a really serious thing, and I think it was a Belgian Shepherd or German Shepherd.
I think it's Belgian. Yeah.
Yeah. But like that's like a
big dog. Big,
frightening dog that obviously for people, you know, who are people of color or Jewish or black people, is very traumatic,
big
scary.
Dog.
Like, yeah, a big dog, but also has like a historic, like there's like a historic salience to being bitten by a Belgian Shepherd, right? It's like a, like you said, it's like a cop dog. It's like, you know, it's like a Birmingham Selma type dog.
Yes.
So, but even regardless of the specific breed, it's just like, it's a pretty serious thing to be bitten, like for real, straight up bitten. That's not okay.
The problem in this particular instance is that this descends the group into chaos, right? Because people are like fighting about
the dog. Wait, I have a question.
Did
somebody somebody posted this article?
Yes.
And that's allowed from the rules?
No, it's not allowed. But Chloe is MIA. So people are like snipping back and forth, right?
It's much like Major.
Yes, just like Major. They're biting like back and forth at each other.
Biting, snarling.
Barking. It's going on and on and on. And everyone is like, where is Chloe?
Oh my
gosh. Like, this is not fun. This does not need to be happening in this group. What would you like to do about this? Would you do anything?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I think I am going to seize the moment to initiate what should have been happened a long time ago, which is the age of Chloe needs to end. Mm-hmm. And I would post, I might make a, well, I can't make a burner because they have all these verifications.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't tell you what Micah would do, but if it was me, I'd be like, look, everyone, I think it's time for us to confront a really tough subject. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have a situation where the group desperately needs moderation and our moderator is not present. All of us have many different commitments as adults with busy lives, and it's simply unreasonable to expect a sole person to carry all the responsibility of managing what is a very active, thriving group. Therefore, I would like to suggest that now is the time for us to start thinking about a process for choosing 1 to 3 additional moderators. And when The problem is that Chloe's also probably the only admin, so yes. Only she can add people.
Exactly. This is not what Micah does, but it is almost exactly what Preston does.
I told you from jump, Preston was my guy.
Preston was like, absolutely not. He's like jumping in there. He's like, Chloe seems to be missing, but this group does have rules. Clearly, it needs more moderation. Like, I am saying as a member of this group, as community enforcement, shut it down.
This is democracy. This is what the people, this is a grassroots movement.
And everyone is like, you're not Chloe. You're not our boss. You can't make us stop. And so Preston DMs Chloe, right? Like sends her a little Facebook message and is like, Chloe, focus. Like there's chaos happening here. And Chloe's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was dealing with some drama with Camilla. Like I'm actually just going to make you an admin and a moderator temporarily. Good. And you can just delete the post. And Preston's like, great.
Yes. I hope Preston does not go mad with power. But I want to say, even though, as I said, I do believe that Chloe is a serial dog thief. even if that were not the case, like, you know, there are legitimate reasons why a single person might just be busy or have things going on in their life.
Job you're not paid for, right?
Right. Moderating. Exactly. Exactly.
So Preston deletes the post. He's like, hate of Major Biden has no place here. He's like, I am now in charge, right? And Micah's like, this is great. Right? Like Preston, my friend, is now in charge of this group. So now Preston is kind of the moderator of this group, right? Chloe's Preston's like coming in sometimes, but Preston is the captain now. Exactly.
Okay.
Then like that summer, only like 6 months later, Camilla runs away.
To her real home.
Chloe posts in the group and everyone is like, oh shit. Like she's like, can you guys help me? Like I've lost Camilla. She ran out the front door. Like Camilla is gone.
Oh.
And so they're like making posters, right? They're like canvassing the neighborhood. They're stopping people on the street to be like, have you seen picture of Camilla? Like, please take a photo of the sign so that if you run into her, you can text us. So there are just like photos of Camilla and her like weird eyes everywhere in this neighborhood.
Okay. Can I say, is this a major city? Like, would you say it's like a top 20 metropolis?
Yeah.
Okay. This seems incredibly inefficient to me. Mm-hmm. And there are other... I would say most, you know, major metropolitan areas have other pre-existing systems in place where people are already tapped in to be primed for this type of thing. Like in Illinois, there is like an Illinois lost and found dog registry that you can.
That's nice.
Yeah, like, yeah, I just think there's probably something that already exists. That's
certainly
not, like,
there is.
There are little Brady Bunch posters, but go on.
But this is a group that is like self-important, right? So they're like, yes, here we go.
Yes. And this is a thing that helps them make collective meaning because it gives them a purpose.
Yes. A week passes, no Camilla. 2 weeks pass, no Camilla. Aww. Chloe is very sad. The whole group is very sad. Chloe, like, makes a rare appearance at the dog park to, like, receive hugs, but Camilla is gone.
Oh.
After Camilla's disappearance, Chloe is around, like, less and less. Preston is now doing all of the moderating.
She's not getting another dog, even though she's in a dog-safe apartment.
Oh, no, she is. She gets another dog. Like, 2 months after this, she gets another dog.
Let me just guess. This dog is like a... I'm trying to think of the most, like, prestigious, fanciest dog I can think of. But I don't know enough about, like, American Kennel Club.
She gets a purebred corgi puppy.
Okay.
That she claims she rescued, but everyone's like, no, you did not.
You did not rescue a purebred corgi puppy.
And she names the puppy Kate, Duchess of Cambridge.
Okay. I was waiting for on a Prince Charles thing, but okay.
Immediately everyone in the group is like, OMG, Kate Middleton. And everyone's like, no. Do not use the name Middleton. Call her by her title. She's a Kate royal.
Duchess of Cambridge. Mm-hmm. Got it. I have to know at what point people are going to start investigating what is obviously a pattern that this person allegedly finds dogs that people have invested thousands upon thousands of dollars into, you know, and also like dogs, like it's just not adding up. The math ain't math in here.
It's not
at all.
After 6 months, like about 6 months after Chloe adopts Kate, someone in the group posts like an exciting announcement and they're like, their Portuguese water dog or whatever, right? Their like fancy little dog had puppies.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, would anyone, like, first dibs if you want a puppy in this group?
Wow.
And Chloe responds and is like, me, I want a puppy. She raises her little hand. She's like, I want one.
She wants an additional dog. Now, Portuguese water dogs are large.
Yes.
So she wants a large dog for her apartment in addition to her small stolen dog.
Yes. And Preston is like, this girl, she is always up to something. Like, he's like, yeah. I'll believe that she's going to adopt this dog when I fucking see it. Like, right. she is on one. And our friend of a friend, Micah, is like, what do you mean? And Preston's like, it's just a whole thing. Like, she's just a whole thing. Nobody thinks anything of this. They can see, like, people arranging to meet the dogs, right? There's a plan for, like, the dogs to come to the park to meet the puppies to make sure they get along, right?
Oh, they're probably so cute. They have a little curly hair. Oh, gosh. And they're, like, allegedly hype. I mean, there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog, but they're, like, a low-shedding dog.
Allegedly, yes.
Oh, so cute.
Like, right before Chloe is supposed to bring Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, to the park to meet these Portuguese water dogs, Chloe posts, Kate is stolen. Someone puts Kate in a van and drives her away. 5 exclamation points. Dog nappers. She's token.
So I just want to say there are, I know people that this has happened to them.
Mm-hmm. It does happen.
It does happen. I think Chloe is, the call is coming from inside the house. Chloe is the dog napper.
So Micah is like concerned, right? Micah mm-hmm. is like, it makes perfect sense to me that someone would steal a purebred corgi puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And Preston is like, I think that this girl is full of shit. Like, I think she's lying.
I agree.
He's like, sure, someone could steal Kate, but like, did they?
Did anyone ever meet Kate?
No.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Micah is like, just bless her heart, right? Micah is like, I feel really bad for her that she got her dog stolen. And Preston is like, wake up. This is the third dog in as many years that has appeared in Chloe's life and then disappeared in an unexplained circumstance.
Right. A fancy dog, not a little bedraggled dog that you found wandering in the park that had a mustard stain on it and like, you know, that like and a tooth missing and three legs, like a fancy, fancy, fancy dog that costs a lot of money that also has like, well, the corgis could be long or short hair, but in some of these cases, like, very like fancy fur and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just don't buy it. Team Micah, Preston.
Micah's like, some people are just unlucky.
Micah is a simple, simple summer child. I don't know what to think of her.
She
at this
like
point.
Is so generous in a way that like is undeserved.
I would say credulous more than generous. I would say gullible and not wise.
While they're having this conversation, someone like posts in the group and is like, we want to get a painting of Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, and the other dogs made for Chloe. Like, Venmo us X amount of money to get this painting made for her because, like, she's been through so many tragedies.
Like, of all of her dogs?
Yes.
So, Photoshop the dogs together and then make this is garbage. Okay.
Preston is like, Micah,
no.
Do not send them that money. Do not send
any
money.
Also, this is a solicitation. This is a solicitation. This is a violation of the rules.
Yes. Great point. I did not even think about that. That's a really good point. Preston is like, do not send this money. We have things to figure out. And Micah's like, figure out what? And Preston's like, listen, I'm not sure yet, but there's something that we need to figure out. What is your move here? You like think that there is suspicious activity.
Am I Preston or Micah or me?
Be whoever you want to be.
I'm me and I live in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I am with Preston. I love an investigation. Uh-huh. I also think that all of our dogs, well, not my personal dog because nobody's going to take my dog, but other dogs are in danger in the neighborhood because I think that Chloe is up to no good. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of stuff that just doesn't pass the smell test about what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And I just don't believe that she has found any of these fancy dogs on the street.
So how do
either
you...
she's stealing them or, well, at the very least, I'm not contributing to this painting situation, this tomfoolery.
Yes.
It's not my business to be the police. So I don't feel like I want to try to solve the crime of the provenance mm-hmm. of the dogs, but I no longer want to do anything that enables Chloe.
Okay.
And so I'm not going to maintain the fiction that everybody else, there's no way Preston's the only one here
right.
who doesn't believe this. Like, I'm not going to play into what is to me an obvious fiction.
Preston is like, tells Micah to come over. She goes over. Preston has like his two desktop computers set up, right? And he's like, we're going community enforcement mode. Like, we are going to look into everything.
So Preston is the police.
Yes. Preston is like, we're going to figure this out. He's vengeance.
Preston is Batman. He is Olivia Pope. Yeah. He is like, I'm going to solve this mystery.
He's like, okay, if I were to do this, right, I'd be like reporter, what I would do is say, wow, someone stole a purebred corgi. There's probably a police report for that. And yep, I would try to find the police report. Preston is not a reporter. So Preston is like, what we are going to do is we're going to look at Chloe's Instagram.
Okay.
We're just going to see what we can find here.
Okay.
You know, Chloe has most recently posted like a slideshow with photos of Kate that is like, I miss my beautiful dog, right? Bring Kate home. So he's scrolling, right? He's like looking at all these photos of Kate. He's like scrolling through them one at a time kind of slowly. The seventh photo in this slideshow is a photo of Kate like sitting on a picnic table bench at a brewery. And in the background of this photo is the ocean.
They don't live by the ocean.
They do not live by the ocean. And Preston is like, huh, that's weird. Like, this is so weird. And Micah's like, yeah, and what brewery is that? And so he, like, zooms in. You know how the cups have, like, the little logo?
Yeah.
He, like, zooms in on the cup logo. They Google the brewery. It is in San Diego.
They're both
like, she did not go to San Diego. She doesn't go anywhere.
Right. She would have told everybody, oh, me and Kate are going to San Diego. Yes. These are our pictures. So this dog is a little catfish dog.
So Micah goes to the brewery page, right? He, like, types in the brewery onto their Instagram. He goes to the tagged photos, and there in the tagged photos is Kate, except it's not Kate. It's an Instagram dog named Tater Tot with 5,000 followers and a Chewy sponsorship.
Shout out to Chewy.com. Do highly recommend their great products. I am not being paid to say this. Wow. Wait, also low key, so you can get a sponsorship with only 5,000 followers? I'm messing up. Listen, but
I'm not in charge here.
Wow. Tater Tot. More like cater tot. More like Kate fishing, am I right?
So Micah's like going through the photos on Tater Tot's profile, right? All of the photos of Kate are screenshots from Tater Tot's profile.
I knew it.
They have like the side-by-side receipts, right? Of her post and Tater Tot's post with like
Tater Tot as he's known in the streets.
Tater Tot.
But like, can I just say, when you first said he was scrolling through the carousel, I thought you were going to say that one of the pictures just had like a Getty Images watermark. And that was just going to be like
basically
literally
that.
Like a Wikimedia Commons photo.
Of a dog. Still says stock in like the watermark. Says
stock on it. Dude, I wish I could say I was surprised. But you know what, Chloe? Oh my God.
You have the receipts. What do you do now?
Blow it up. Burn the house down.
How?
Well, okay. I need a little more information. So Chloe has been a terror as a moderator.
Yes.
Is she a bad person? Like, is she an unkind person? Has she harmed anybody in the community?
No.
And we now know that she did not steal this dog. So what she's doing is she's telling internet lies in order to... We don't know what, fill a void in her life,
yes.
Make herself important, maybe to participate. I don't know what happened with the other two dogs. Like, maybe something else happened, and then she felt like this is her main social support network, and she needed to continue to participate in that.
Sure.
Despite my initial instincts of going full Khaleesi and absolutely Dracarising the whole situation and just burning it down, I actually think, you know, like, this is pretty sad. This is a person who is... lying to her neighbors in order to continue participating in a social group that clearly means a lot to her. And that's not a healthy choice, but I don't want to be unkind to her. So I'm not sure, to be honest, like, I think if we were close, I would maybe confront her, but we're not close. And so I might just maybe start to like let other neighbors know surreptitiously, or I honestly might just be like, you know what? She's a liar on the internet. I mean, it's a day that ends in Y. I don't know. You know, like if she's not hurting everybody, and maybe that she clearly needed an out from this situation so she can get another dog that is a three-dimensional dog that she owns and keeps in her house. So like, you know, She had to dispose of the other dog. I do think, okay, the one wrinkle in my attempt to be kind here is that she has alarmed other people in the neighborhood and wasted their time. So she scared them. She created a sense of, you know, chaos and, you know, uproar among her neighbors. And she also, like, had them out here make any signs when they could have been, like, watching a movie with their friends or playing a game with their kids.
So this is, like, the devil angel dynamic that's going on between Preston and Micah, right? Preston is, like, Dracarys. We post these photos in the group. We are like, look at what she's doing. Like, do not spend time trying to find Kate.
Right.
Kate doesn't exist.
Right. Kate is actually Cater Tot.
Yes. And Micah, our like sweet summer child, is like, well, maybe she's having a hard time. Right.
I think that is the first logical thing I've heard from Micah's fool mouth this entire episode.
So Micah and Preston fight about this, and where they kind of come down is they're like, the people whose cell phone numbers we have, right? So the people who we like the most, we are going to discuss this with. And
are we
like,
now making a massive group chat?
Yes. We are making a group chat of like 10 people to be like, what do you think we should do here? Here's the information we had. Also, do not be afraid that your dog is going to be dog napped because that's not real.
Right. Oh, this is so messy.
Okay, so they're chatting in this group chat. This is going on for like 24 hours, right? People are chatting back and forth really, really quickly. They're like coming to the conclusion that they need to confront Chloe about it, right? They're like deciding that they need to confront Chloe about it when Chloe posts to the group.
Oh, no.
I am now going to share my screen with you to show you what she posted. Bear with me for just one second.
You know, it is a violation of the norms of this group to share screenshots to outside parties.
Can you see this?
Yes, I
can. Can you describe to the listeners what you're seeing?
Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, it's not an actual screenshot. The production team has made a very nice PowerPoint of quotes.
She posted a PowerPoint.
Oh,
in the Facebook group. A slide deck.
Well, I love this energy. Okay, first of all, the PowerPoint is titled In My Defense. Oh my God. Okay. She has made an interesting choice of layouts. We have like a hot pink Malibu Barbie situation. Mm-hmm. It has come to my attention that there are some things going around about me! Exclamation point. Subhead. I will not be falsely accused! Exclamation point. Next slide, please. Figure one. Oh my God. Okay.
Describe to them what you're seeing.
I'm going to describe to what I see. Okay. So this slide features three figures. Each is labeled figure one, figure two, figure three. And each one features the dogs in question. And they're labeled figure one, Diana, Princess of Wales. Figure two, Camilla, Queen Consort. Figure three, Kate, Duchess of Cambridge. And then there's a clip art of a banner, like a pink silk banner and some diamonds. Just to give you that extra zhuzh that all these dogs are royal dogs, okay? Don't get it twisted. And the first picture features, I guess, a corgi, what to me looks like a purebred corgi, which I guess that's what we found out that's what the dog was. The second one, Camilla, Queen Consort, you had said that this dog was funny looking. I did not fully grasp how funny looking this dog is. She is a spaniel, and she is funny looking. The third photo is Kate, Duchess of Cambridge, who we now know to be Tater Tot, a.k.a. Cater Tot, a.k.a. Kate Fishing. And this is a normal iPhone photo of a dog sitting in front of an oven in a kitchen with like one of those mats that's supposed to like keep your feet from hurting when you're standing at the stove for a long time, and a bowl of something. And the dog is like looking in the camera. Also, this dog is absolutely adorable,
so
and
cute.
Has fat little feet and fat little legs, and I just love her so much. But it is a normal photo of a normal dog, which makes sense because it was stolen from a normal person's Instagram.
Yes.
Wow.
Are you ready for slide three?
Yeah, I just want to say also, in addition, like, aside from the labels on these figures, like, there's no evidentiary material presented here.
Yeah.
This is just a picture of the dogs.
Of the three dogs. It's just pictures of the dogs.
thoughts. And it also, like, if anything, like, makes it clear, like, these are not, these are, like, it adds suspicion to her. It's not help her case.
Yeah. It's extremely funny to have the first slide be like, it's come to my attention that there are rumors. Slide two, and then it's background.
Slide two, pictures of dogs. And then it's just like no information. And also, like, the last thing I'll say about this is, like, there's a contrast between the first two, which are clearly professionally taken photos, and the third one, which is like a dog in a house.
Yes. Okay, ready?
I could not be more ready. But am I really ready? Oh my God! Okay. So this slide on the right has a clip art of a sad tree that has no leaves, like a silhouette of tree branches that have no leaves that you would put if you were like, if you were doing an elementary school play of Edgar Allan Poe adaptations, you would use this clip art. If you were doing like a spooky, like if you were inviting people to a Halloween party, you might use this clip art. If you were like a seventh grader who wrote a poem about a sad event in your life, you might use this clip art.
Yes. What's the other clip art on this page?
The other clip art is that, so there's four sentences, and each sentence is divided by a little bone clip art, which is like, it's like wingdings, you know, it's like an outline. It's like somewhere between clip art and like an emoji. And this slide has four sentences, which I shall now read.
Great.
I invented Kate to deal with some stuff I was going through. The boldness of this revelation I was not prepared for. I'm also immediately bothered that this is not in chronological order.
Yes.
So we're going in now reverse order. Okay. I invented Kate to deal with some stuff I was going through. Bone emoji. My ex and I adopted Camilla when we were together. Bone emoji. He paid the adoption fee, but she was my dog. Italics on my. She was my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Bone emoji. When we broke up, he took Camilla and ruined my life. That is very sad. I'm confused because I forgot which dog is which. Okay, so Camilla is funny looking spaniel. And her story about funny looking spaniel was that, what was the story?
Her story was that she found her on the street.
But then where did she go?
She ran away.
She ran away. Okay, okay. So, okay.
She did kind of run away.
I don't know why she wrote this in reverse chronological order. I think it would have made more sense to go dog by dog.
Good edit.
It also does not account for Diana, but I guess we know what happened to Diana, which was Diana. I don't believe she found Diana, so we need to get to that. Maybe the final slide will explain this. But yeah, this is a weird... Also, this is weird because her initial thing made it seem like everybody was lying. Nobody was lying. Everybody was absolutely telling the truth about her. I feel sad about the ex thing. You know, that happens.
Yeah.
I know people that's happened to. That's rough. I mean, this corroborates my theory that, you know, she was going through some things.
It does.
I think the choices she made to cope were not healthy choices. Mm-hmm. I assume that Chloe was doing the best with the emotional skills that she has available to her. And, you know, therapy is expensive and not always fully accessible. And is, you know, in pandemic times, like I said, people have meltdowns.
They do.
She owned up to it. I'm ready for the fourth and final slide, which I hope will explain. Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry for throwing off the levels by screaming into the microphone.
Everyone does.
Oh my
God. Are you going to be okay?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Crying.
She's wiping tears from her eyes.
I am weeping. Okay.
It's because the slide is so beautiful. She loves art.
Okay. I really was hoping this slide would explain what happened to Diana, but it does not. Instead, by way of conclusion, this slide has a left and a right part. On the left part, it has a clip art of a rose, like a weird, like, airbrushed rose. And then on top of that, a clip art of a little corgi. clip art of a little corgi that stylistically does not match the rose. So it's like like awkwardly layered on top. Uh-huh. And then please put this in the show notes so people can see these slides. I'm And then on the left, it has, you know, in keeping with her color scheme, it has the same hot pink from the first slide. Mm-hmm. And it has a bullet pointed list. And it says, what I did was, colon, super weird, bullet point, kind of crazy, question mark, unnecessary. On the right, it says, what I did was not, bullet point, mean-spirited or coming from a place of negativity. Bullet point two, gotta disagree with you here, Chloe. An attempt to get sympathy or attention from this community. Beneath that, it says, thank you all for the portrait of Kate. I will treasure it. Kate, not your dog. So the treasuring the portrait is puzzling because of the three dogs, this is the only dog. This is Kate or Tot. This was never your dog. You have never interacted with Kate or Tot. Mm-hmm. So, but I will treasure it. I feel like she had to throw that in as like a pro forma, like, you know, like, y'all did a nice thing for me.
Yes.
And then it says, Finn would be the correct pronunciation, like, signaling the conclusion of the slideshow, which we know to be over because it's a slideshow that's over. There's no more slides. You don't have to write that. She did not apologize at all.
No.
She did not apologize. I am so disappointed in Chloe because I think it's, she took responsibility for her choices, sort of, or she did not. Actually, what she did was she provided an explanation for why she did the things mm-hmm. that she did. I do not believe her explanations were honest because she absolutely wanted attention from the community, and it would be okay to admit that.
Yes.
Like, that is understandable. And what she did not do was apologize. She did not apologize for scaring anybody about the dog nappers. She did mm-hmm. not apologize for lying. She did not apologize for wasting people's times making these posters. Okay, they had to use toner or they had to go to their work and, like, make copies on the low.
And
they
had
to
go to
FedEx. And the time. Yo, time is, like, very precious. So I think it is very bogus. She did not apologize at all. And she did not explain the dog that from jump, I maintain the provenance of this dog is a lie. Diana, I have questions.
I also just think it's important to note that she posted this in the group Facebook at random. And 30, 40, 50%, more than 50%, 70% of this group had no idea that anything was going on.
Okay, so that also means that somebody in the circle of trust group chat absolutely is a snitch. There is a mole. There is a rat inside. It just goes to show you should not make friends from Facebook and you should not be involved with Facebook in any way whatsoever because these people were not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. They went and told. And maybe they did it. Honestly, it could have been Micah. I'm not going to front. It absolutely could have been Micah mm-hmm. who, like, maybe she was trying to either give Chloe a heads up or see if there was, like, a perfectly reasonable explanation that she could then take to Preston and avoid. So I honestly think it was Micah that snitched. I do. I think it was absolutely Micah that snitched. I think that Chloe, I'm curious to know about what the rest of her life is like, that her approach to this was a PowerPoint. She could have gone with the classic Notes app screenshot.
She could have. But
it seemed important. The funniest part about the slideshow was that the pictures of the three dogs sets you up to think that she's going to be like, exhibit A, clearly this is not the same dog, or like, this dog was not, like, the photos are supposed to somehow disprove the allegations.
But they do not.
But they don't. Just pictures of the dogs.
This melts down the group, right? Like, I'm talking hundreds of comments within, like, an hour. Like, people are losing it.
You know, everybody is at work.
Like, yes.
Telling their coworkers.
It's like midday.
Like, this is, like, the best. Honestly, this is a great day for every single person in this group. This
Everyone is losing it.
Oh, my
gosh. Everyone is posting. Preston is like, this is out of control. Like, all of this is crazy. People are texting.
No, but this allows Preston to do a Palpatine. This allows Preston to do a Palpatine and seize power in the moment of chaos.
Yes.
And now become the autocratic dictator that he always dreamed of being.
It is also easy for him to seize power because after posting this, Chloe leaves the group and locks her account.
Of course she does. Thus violating one of the rules of the group, which is that you can't block the mods. Wow, Chloe. Wow. Now, the thing that is sucky about everybody's situation, and this is why, again, you shouldn't mess with Facebook, is that, like, you can close the account all you want, my good friend. this is your actual neighborhood that you yes. for real live in. And so
you can't still close see your these life.
People. Yeah. You can't close your life. Like now you have to go to like a different grocery store.
Yes.
Now you have to like only go out at night when undercover of darkness, yes. when no one will recognize you and be a pariah because this was bananagrams. I feel like she should have just apologized.
Yeah.
Why didn't she just say she was sorry?
I think that's the key part of it is that there's no apology anywhere in the slideshow.
Chloe.
It is, in my defense, I lied.
Yeah, in my defense, people are saying I lied. I did.
In fact, I did.
Here's pictures of dogs.
We are at the end of our story.
Oh my gosh.
First off, how are you feeling at this point?
I feel... This is everything I could have wanted out of a gossip story. Like, my dream every day in interacting with the people I know is that one of them will be like, hey, girl, let me tell you. This is an amazing story. I really hope that Micah learned some lessons about mm-hmm. how you really can't trust everybody because right now you could sell her a beach house in Idaho and she would absolutely buy it.
You sure could.
I hope that she learned. I'm glad Micah made friends. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they had some bonding over this shared, absurd experience. I agree with Chloe that nobody really got hurt, assuming that nobody like jumped out and stabbed somebody when they thought they were yeah. a dog napper walking down the street, which like that's the side of the story they don't want you to know. The dog napper stabbing.
Whose side are you on at this point?
I mean, I was really sympathetic to Chloe until she did not apologize. Mm-hmm. And I feel that there were some lowball apologies here. I feel yeah. that there's a way she could have done even like a whack, like halfway apology that would not have required her to fully account for what is clearly a deep well of unresolved issues. But even to just be like, I'm sorry I wasted your time. I'm sorry I lied. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, I really respect everybody in this group. And, you know, I'm grateful for the time we shared. Just like some gesture of like even the mildest accountability. Yeah, yeah, acknowledgement, not even accountability. So she really, I was feeling for her until she failed there.
Yes.
I think that Preston's carceral tendencies are, you know, questionable. Like he wanted to punish her, but ultimately he didn't. Like I mm-hmm. do think he, you know, managed it. He brought it to a community process. It really shows, you know, on that day, Preston really became Facebook moderator.
Wow.
Like he really grew and he built a community panel to like mm-hmm. come up with a way of adjudicating this. So, you know, I feel like he handled it relatively well and was open to feedback given that what he wanted to do was slash and burn. And I feel like we need better mental health resources because
yes.
Chloe had a strange meltdown.
Would you like the final update?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay. So like 2 days after this all goes down.
Wait, you're telling me the world continued to turn after
yes.
this?
Yes. Micah texts Preston and is like, wait a fucking second. What about Princess Diana?
Right.
There's nothing in the slideshow about Princess Diana.
Micah, I'm sorry. You were so slow. That was the and first.
Preston is like, yeah, but like we met Princess Diana. Like Princess Diana exists. And Micah's like, but this woman lies all the time. And the story never made sense.
Look at Micah growing. Look at Micah growing.
How did she get this purebred corgi without a chip? And like Micah is like losing it, right? She yes. suddenly is like, I have a scammer has been revealed to me and yeah. now I will find the end of the scam.
Micah became middle-aged at that moment. Like she crossed over her youth ended.
Yes.
Preston, she realized that like, yeah, people lie, Micah.
Preston is like, yeah, I want to know about this too. But like Preston is very busy recruiting other people to like become co-moderators of this group and
yeah,
like
that's good.
Create
that's
a good system.
Good.
So Micah takes it upon herself. She starts like asking around, like in person at the dog park, mm-hmm. right? Being mm-hmm. like, what do you know? Who do you know? Did you meet Princess Diana? Right? Like kind of going through all of this stuff. Hmm. And she finds the answer from like an older woman at the park. Do you remember the rule about how you can't block the moderators?
Yes.
Turns out that rule exists because this woman that Micah meets at the park found out that Diana was not Chloe's dog.
Of course.
Diana was a dog that Chloe dog sat for sometimes.
Oh, this is so sad. Oh.
And she posted that to the group, like this older woman posted it to the group and blocked Chloe so Chloe couldn't see it. But whoever is the secret narc in this group,
the snitch,
snitched,
told,
and told then her to
get booted,
and then she got booted.
Okay. So wait a second. So was the story about the family taking her back, was that totally fake?
Yeah, it was just.
Oh,
it was all made up.
It was just like that person was like, I don't want to hire Chloe anymore.
Yeah. Or just that person took their dog back from vacation.
Oh, my gosh. This is shocking news.
Yes.
I am frustrated that I did not think of it in advance.
The only final update I have for you
is... So Chloe has no dogs.
No dogs.
Well, she did have Camilla. She did have, but how do we know? Because here's the other thing. There was my ex took her.
Prove
it. Like, there was never a mention. Yeah, there was never a mention of a partner. Nobody mentioned that she cohabitated with anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I have questions about that dog, too. Mm-hmm. Chloe is giving, like, 7-year-old first grader vibes. Like, yeah, I have a dog. This is my dog. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
This is. Oh, Chloe. I really hope and pray that you get the help that you need, because this isn't even like a scam, because she
didn't get anything.
The only thing she got was social interaction, which
means painting
that, like,
of Kate.
The painting of a random dog from Instagram that you don't know. You know what? Like, right now somewhere, let me tell you where Chloe is. Chloe is joining a Facebook group for like tortoise owners or like cat lovers. Like, she really needs social connection.
Yeah.
She's starved for social connection, and she has found this weird way of getting it, which, like, super messily, she opted to do this in a way that is tied to her residence,
yes,
where she lives, which is a poor choice.
Awful choice.
Again, giving me, like, I'm 7 to 8 years old vibes, like, just didn't really think this through. But, yeah, she didn't really scam anybody. She was lying because she needed a social network, in which she, like, then, like, gained importance.
Yeah.
She corrupted it, but she, like, gained importance because she was the only one willing to put in the time,
yes,
to moderate, which she had time to do because she didn't have to walk a dog because she didn't own any dogs.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The only fight, I do not have an update on Camilla, sadly. The only final update I have is that Preston and his group of, like, his cabal of new moderators added an 11th rule to the group, which is no dog fishing.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm so glad that, as per usual, no dogs were harmed.
No dogs are ever harmed on this podcast.
Yes, yes,
yes. Eve, great news. Thank you so much for coming on Normal Gossip. This was a delight. I'm so happy you came.
Thank you for driving me to tears. I can honestly say I do not believe a PowerPoint presentation
has ever created that amount of emotion.
At a university. I see a lot of PowerPoints. I do not believe I have ever wept through a PowerPoint. And I will always cherish this moment that we shared where I cried.
It's beautiful.
Thanks. It's been real.
Thank you for listening to Normal Gossip. If you have a gossip story to share with us, email us at normalgossip@defector.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 2679-GOSSIP. If you love this podcast and want us to keep making it, become a friend or a friend of a friend at supportnormalgossip.com. You can follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at Normal Gossip. You can follow Kelsey on all social media at McKinneyKelsey. This podcast was produced by Alex Sujong Laughlin. Diana Moskowitz is our story editor. Justin Ellis is Defector's projects editor. Jasper Wang and Sean Kuhn are Defector's business guys. Tom Lay is our editor-in-chief. Jay Toll Vieira is our production assistant. Dan McQuaid runs our sweet merch store, which you can find at normalgossip.store. Tara Jacoby designed our show art. And thanks to the rest of the Defector staff. Defector Media is a collectively owned, subscriber-based media company. Normal Gossip is a proud member of Radiotopia. Normal Gossip is hosted by Kelsey McKinney. Is that everyone? Cool. I'm Steven Sandberg, and remember, you did not hear this from me.
Mm-hmm. Radiotopia. From people.